Besser in news, I'm Mary Rose. A judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending legal protections for Venezuelans and Haitians.
The ruling means 600,000 Venezuelans whose temporary protections expired in April or whose protections were set to expire September 10th have status to stay and work in the U.S. It also protects about 500,000 Haitians. U.S. District Judge Edward Chen, who issued the ruling, says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem exceeded her authority in ending protections. I'm Mike Hempen.
Author Christopher Scalia is concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America, and he's out with a book titled 13 Novel Conservatives Will Love, but probably haven't read.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books, and most of those books are very good, but we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
It won't be easy, but Elon Musk could become a trillion-dollar man.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first trillion-dollar executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
Trump will visit the Pentagon on Thursday, September the 11th, to honor the service members and civilians who were killed when a plane crashed into the building on September the 11th, 2001. This is SRN News. There's a new ranking of America's most conservative colleges and universities.
It comes from Niche, a website that ranks and reviews schools, and it puts Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, atop its most conservative list. Second place goes to Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And number three is Utah's Brigham Young University, perhaps the most prominent Mormon school in the world. Rounding out the top five on the Niche rankings are Colorado Christian University and Bob Jones. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to a new research based on data from the Centers for Disease Control, Americans ages 18 to 34 are significantly more likely to identify as transgender than those 65 and older, and those 18 to 24 more likely to identify as transgender than those 35 to 64. And about 1.3 million U.S. adults identify as transgender, along with another 725,000 teens. This is SRN News. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Republicans are developing a strategy to confirm a series of President Trump's nominees over the upcoming weeks.
We've got to figure out how to make sure we've got the votes to move it. And so we've been having those conversations here, and I hope that we get to a spot where we're ready to move. And if things go according to plan, I think we get on that next week.
Thune was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network and says the GOP is considering a rules change that would the Senate to confirm nominees in batches instead of just one at a time. Former New York Mets manager Davey Johnson has passed away at 82 years of age. His wife told the Mets' longtime public relations representative that he passed away last night in a hospital in Sarasota, Florida, following a long illness. Johnson played 13 seasons, won two World Series titles with the Baltimore Orioles. More details at srnnews.com.